Hi everyone!
Welcome to the Fairy Godmothers podcast. I'm Lex.
And I'm Chrissy. And this is the podcast where we normalise mums being themselves and not giving a shit. This is just a bit of a disclaimer. As much as we love giving you guys advice and helping you out, we don't actually have any qualifications of any sort in giving advice.
No, so don't take what we say.
And Alexa actually has no qualifications.
So. I mean, I have, you know, BTEC PA, but...
yeah.
Don't take anything we say, you know, too seriously. We are here just to, like, share our experience, give advice, like, what we think.
Yeah, purely from our own experience and what we would, you know, help as friends, but we're not professionals. And if you do need professional help, then definitely seek it, because we are not those people, unfortunately.
Tell us about why we wanted to start this podcast. What inspired it?
So we are actually each other's children's godparents, and we've been best friends for ages, and we have, I think our friendship really blossomed when we became mums.
When I became a mum,
yeah, and then you obviously became a mum, and I think you just need a friend like we have in each other when you have a baby, and I think some people maybe don't have that, so that's kind of why we're here. We're here to give you guys that.
We want to be your almost like online friend. Like, if you need some advice, you know, share it with us. If you want to ask for advice.
Even when you just feel lonely, like, motherhood is a very lonely adventure, I would say. And, you know, as much as you don't want to admit it, like, you do feel lonely. And sometimes working on a podcast is the way.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't want to talk to your partners because they don't quite get it.
1,000%.
So having, like, other mum... And I didn't have any mum friends when I got pregnant. You were my only mum friend.
Yeah.
So to have kind of a community of mums, I thought that would be really nice. And also, we had been wanting to do something for ages together.
Yeah.
Because we are literally the same person, but we also are, like, so the opposite person
this
in terms
so
of, like,
true.
Chrissy is the fire and I am the water.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're like, the devil and I'm the angel. Sorry,
okay,
it's true.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
That is true. Like, Alexa is that friend who, like, if I'm, you're not being a psycho, but, like, if I'm feeling angry about something, I have, like, a window of time where if I message her, she'll calm me down and I'll be like, okay, you're a really rational person.
Yeah, whereas you're quite, like, right, you know, cut his balls off.
Yeah, that's kill him.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you need that in friendship.
Also, just another disclaimer, if you do get arrested for taking any of Chrissy's advice, that's not on us, that is on you.
Yeah, that's not my fault, sorry.
But we just thought, because we are the same person, literally look like
yeah, and we had friends. Such different experiences in our pregnancy, birth and everything. And when I say me and Alexa are the same person, like, we are the same height, the same build, the same hair colour. I know that's not relevant, but we are literally the same person, and we had such different experiences.
Yes,
and
it is.
I think people really fall into that trap of being like, oh, you know, you're small, you'll have an easy pregnancy, or you'll have a hard pregnancy, and people categorise you. And really, we're the same person. We had such different experiences,
it
like, beyond
belief.
It probably
couldn't have been more different.
Yeah.
Like, we actually had the different ends of the spectrum.
And we're also not here to, like, scare you or put you off anything or encourage and glamorise pregnancy.
No.
Like, that is one thing I absolutely am not here for. Like,
but we also want to be as real as possible, because I personally felt like I didn't know what to expect, for example, at postpartum.
Yeah.
So I had a shit postpartum because I couldn't prepare myself.
Yeah.
So I don't want to scare anyone, but at the same time, I want this podcast to be really real and truthful.
Yeah, definitely. We're not going to hide things. I probably won't speak about birth, but that is purely because I don't want to terrify people. And I think it's just something I've not dealt with. And that sounds ridiculous when it's a year and a half later, but also as a mum, like, we know that's not that ridiculous.
No.
And I think I also want to spread that awareness. I know there's loads of mums out there who can't speak about their experience, and that's okay.
But also, you may, like, evolve on, especially on this podcast, and, like, be able to talk about that one day.
Yeah, 100%.
And, you know, you might be able to help those people that have had a traumatic birth, whereas for me, like, I enjoy speaking about my birth, because I personally, when I was about to give birth, everyone I spoke to was like, it was the worst thing.
Yeah, and
my
even
mom,
when, like,
you...
we were friends, I was like, I never told you my full story, because I was like, I know you're having a baby.
Yeah.
And, like, by the time you got pregnant with Willow, I still wasn't, like, even come to terms with that situation.
No.
And I was like, oh my god, I don't want to scare my best friend. And of course not, like, I want you to have a good time, and that's why I'm so grateful that you had a good time, because now I can tell people, like, my best friend had a really good time, and we're the same person.
But also, I'm so glad that I had a good experience for when, if you have a next one, because I can share that with you, that it's not all shit, and it can be really beautiful.
Yeah, you'll have to be there. Like, you said to me, you're like, would you be there? And I was like, I will do anything for you, but I will not be at your birth.
I will actually give birth to the next child if you want.
Please do.
I would be a surrogate.
Say that, but then, like, do you think that, like, obviously, my partner Matthew is huge, and Freddie was huge.
Yeah.
How big was Willow when she was born?
6 pounds something.
14. She was a pound less than Fred.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that
a pound
how
less
it
than Fred. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
I didn't know where Freddie was hiding.
You had the smallest bump. I had the largest bump. I also think again, like, what things we'll talk about on the podcast, we're going to try and talk about as many things, but, like, I got told so much, like, you probably will get stretch marks because you had such a big bump, but I didn't get one.
Yeah.
Over on our Instagram, if you don't follow us already, it is Fairy Godmothers Podcast, and we want you guys to be as involved as possible, so please give us a follow and you can kind of answer any of our questions that we have. But we did ask you guys what you wanted to hear on our first episode, and we got quite a few questions from you guys, so
we're gonna go through them and answer them.
Yeah,
so one of them is asking about the bounce back period, and I understand where this person's coming from asking this question, but I just hate that word and I hate that phrase. I just think, you know, it's like when they ask in summer, like, oh, are you bikini body ready? Like, who the fuck says that I need to be?
Yeah.
I don't need to be. And, you know, why are we putting pressure on ourselves for this bounce back period? It might take someone 2 months. It might take someone 2 years. Someone might never bounce back.
Yeah.
But you've actually had a full-ass child.
I think people forget that, like, you grew a child for 9 months. It's a long time.
Yeah, and your body gets used to that, having that baby in there, and then you get rid of that baby. It's going to take at least 9 months to sort of feel normal again.
It's just another thing that you just don't need to worry about. For me, I was really concerned about my body whilst I was pregnant because it was the fear of the unknown. I didn't know how I was going to look once I gave birth, but because I'd swollen so much, my stomach was huge.
Alexa was so swollen.
I didn't even look like
you
myself.
You actually just deflated when you gave birth.
Didn't I? Like, do you remember that picture at Freddie's birthday?
Yeah.
I didn't look like myself. This minute I gave birth, I'd lost all this water weight. But I was really, really swollen, and I was really scared that I was going to just look completely different.
And that's because of the pressure of things like the bounce back period and people constantly talking about it and posting on Instagram. Yeah. You know, if you look great after you give birth, go you. If you don't look how you want to look, just love you for you.
And just take your time. Like, what I've realised, that I obviously go to the gym now, like, I try and go most days. And, like, it's actually a really beautiful journey, your body changing, because you grew that human. And I honestly promise you, if you're listening to this and you're worried about your body after pregnancy, it's a thing that you're worried about, that maybe that's why you're not getting pregnant, or maybe you're pregnant now and you're worried about it, you will not care when your baby's here. I cared so much. I cried myself to sleep about it. I was crying to Jack all the time, worried he wouldn't fancy me anymore, would feel ugly. As soon as Willow was here,
didn't care. Like, don't you think that just sounds so ridiculous?
Though, now
when you
it
say
does.
When you say it now, obviously at the time, like, you would ring me and say, oh, I just think, like, he doesn't fancy himself. And I'm like, as if, like, Jack loves you for you and you're having his baby. Like, of course he does. But also, there's so much pressure all the time to look fantastic. Another disclaimer, we don't normally look like this. We just thought we'd put a bit of makeup on to look nice today. Like,
I have sick on my joggers for my baby.
Yeah, like, I had to cover the sofa because Freddie's poured a tea bag on it yesterday. Like, just enjoy what you can, because it is a hard experience. And I feel like it's really rich from me saying, like, oh, enjoy it, because I didn't enjoy it. But I think there's definitely things that I could have changed to make myself enjoy it. Yeah. And I think we need to scrap this bounce back period. Like, me too. You it's do whatever you want,
And everyone loves a little bit of squish.
Yeah.
I have squish.
Cushion for the pushing.
That's it.
Is that what they say?
Mm-hmm, it's what they say.
So, another question was, excited to be a mummy when the time's right, but wanting to hear more about postpartum. Don't hear much about it and heard it can be really hard. If I can say one piece of advice, there is light at the end of the tunnel, because there's definitely times where we've both been like, I don't know how I'm going to get through this.
Yes.
But you do.
And also, like, one thing I thought is, I thought you would only have, like, a bad postpartum if you had a bad birth. So I gave birth, everything was sunshine and rainbows, and then got home and I was like, wait, why do I feel really sad? I've just given birth, I had a great
and
birth.
And it's a really strange feeling, because you've just had what's supposed to be the most magical experience of your life, which obviously you had that. I didn't have a great birth, but then you have this human and you just can't understand how you're with a human, but you feel lonely.
100%. And also, I think the length that your postpartum, what is it called, like a postpartum, is it just postpartum?
Yeah, sort of like period.
Yeah, for as long as that will kind of like play out. For example, I bled after pregnancy for 3 weeks, and then literally the day I stopped bleeding, I started to feel better. My hormones had obviously like regulated a bit more.
Yeah.
It depends though, you could have it for a longer time, you could have it for less.
Well, that's kind of what happened with me, is like I felt the baby blues, which if you hear the word baby blues, you kind of think like, what on earth is that?
Yeah,
like,
you still don't really get what
I thought it was, because like you'd miss having a bump, which like I didn't.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I didn't. And I was like, how can you miss having a bump when you have the person in front of you? That seems impossible. But then like, baby blues is a mental thing. Like, in your brain, you just can't, You can't grasp what's going on. You're so sleep deprived. Your relationship's changing. Your body has just carried a baby for 9 months and then it doesn't have it inside of you anymore. It's really confusing.
Yeah.
I was really emotional, but I thought, oh, that's just because I'm so traumatized by my experience. But then I was breastfeeding, and then when I stopped breastfeeding, my hormones went everywhere. And I was like back in that rut again. But this time I couldn't understand, because I was like, oh, it's been 2 months. Like, I should be over this situation. I think I'm quite hard on myself, but it is a hormone thing, and it's a mental thing, but you need to just know that there's light at the end of the tunnel. Speak to people.
100%. Speak to anyone you can. And also, again, like, this is why we wanted to do the podcast, because I was going through my postpartum period. I'd have loved to have more people to speak to. Obviously, yeah. I spoke to Chrissy loads, but it's like, it's hard because you always feel like no one gets you. Yeah. I felt like even you didn't get me. Yeah. But of course you got me.
Yeah, and I get that as well. Like, even when I was speaking to her, I was like, no, but no one is understanding where I'm coming from. It is so normal, mm-hmm. and we need to normalise it.
But if you are pregnant, or you're thinking of getting pregnant and you're scared about the postpartum phase, don't be scared, because everyone goes through it, so you're definitely not alone. And talk to people. You can always also reach out to your midwives. I remember what are the people called?
Health
the community.
Visitor.
Health visitors. Yeah. She said to me, how are you? And I was like, I keep getting this really anxious feeling every night at like 6 o'clock. And it was night anxiety.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Willow wasn't sleeping great for the first week. And it was because she was in that big basket.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, don't worry. Like, it's fine. It's because you're probably nervous for the nights, because it's such a change. So definitely speak to your health visitor. Don't feel like you're being silly. You're not a burden to anyone. Every
just
woman goes through
out. It. Just
speak
out. I think also, if you want to cry, just cry. Because I felt really guilty for crying in front of Freddie. And I was like, thought that I was coming across ungrateful. And like, I decided to have a baby. Like, why am I crying? But you can't help it. Your like hormones are so fucked up. Like, just embrace it and just speak about it and let yourself cry.
The last thing I will say about postpartum is, do not feel guilty if you question yourself if this was the right thing for you.
Yeah.
Do not question it, because I was
you
constantly like, shit.
Everything.
I wasn't ready for this. Shit, I shouldn't have had a kid at this age. And then like after
doesn't
my
that just feel
hormones,
ridiculous
yeah,
now,
like,
yeah.
I can't imagine. I'm such a great mum, and I love being a mum. So don't feel guilty for having any kind of like intrusive thoughts, because we've all had them.
If we can be mums and we can, you know, sort this out,
be good
however
mums.
Somehow,
yeah,
you can do it. There's 100%. No one that can't do it.
So the last question that we're going to answer is trying to conceive while still having a normal life. I wasn't on contraception. We knew we were going to have a baby, but we were so in denial. Like, there was no method.
You like, thought you were invincible.
But I think if you're young and trying to conceive, don't put pressure on yourself. Remember that you are young. Like,
and
my
also,
mum had
like,
me at 20, no, 32. Like, yeah. And I'm 21 now. So, like, you have a long time.
Yeah, and also, I think, like, you say, oh, whilst trying to still have a normal young life, you will still have a normal life after having a baby. And that is exactly what we're here for. Like, please don't think that your life... Obviously, your life does change.
But don't take that as a negative.
You're not going to not be young anymore. And you're not going to have a normal life anymore. Like, you still have that.
What was it? Like, maybe a month and a half after we had a baby, Jack went on holiday. Like, 2 months after, we went to a rave. Like, New Year's Eve, we went out. Like,
you will find your feet.
Yeah.
You will literally find your feet, and you will, like, work it out. So don't think that... because you're trying to conceive, you can't have a normal life. Your life
really
is just beginning.
It really is.
I swear down.
I can't imagine my life before Willow.
Yeah, I always think that, like, when I take Freddie out and do things, like, I'm like, what was I doing before?
I think I'm such a better person since I had a baby.
Yeah, me too.
I go to the gym, I stay active. I've made so many more friends.
Yeah.
Since being a mum. I've really found my feet, I think.
You will get there. No matter how long it takes you, just because it took you a certain amount of time and it took me a different amount of time, it doesn't matter.
Also, can I just say, the whole like conceiving whilst you're young and stuff, just remember that when you get pregnant, you can still have a normal life. I got pregnant on Christmas Eve. Well, I found out I was pregnant on Christmas Eve. We had a New Year's Eve party at my house. I was on like the non-alcoholic drinks, and I still had a great time. And I think, I mean, we can't really give much advice for trying to conceive, because, like, we weren't into the ovulation sticks or anything, neither of us.
Yeah, so we literally can't help on that aspect. But when you say normal young life, like, just don't put pressure on yourself. I think that's so important.
Yeah, and also, remember, I know this sounds so dumb, but, like, I actually forgot that, like, your baby's only a newborn for, like, 8 weeks or something.
Yeah.
The newborn's not forever.
You know what? This is like, exactly it. I think Freddie's 1.5, and he runs around, and he does all these things. I think if someone had told me before I had a baby, oh, they're 1.5, I'd expect a newborn.
Yes.
It's so ridiculous,
isn't
it? Me
too, me too.
It's crazy.
So we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear embarrassing stories, funny stories, maybe even stories that you feel a little bit guilty about that you just want to share.
Yeah,
everything
please.
That people share with us can be completely anonymous.
Yeah.
In the link in our Instagram bio, we do have a form.
Yeah, yeah.
Which you can submit your kind of stories, your questions, any advice that you've got to give. And you can put your name as anonymous, so we don't need to know who you are. But we really want to hear from you. We want this to be like a massive community of people. And even if you're not a mum, please still get involved.
Yeah, we still want to do relationships, friendships, all those type of things. You know, we're still young and we have done all of those things, relationships, friendships. And I think there's a lot of experience there. And we want to hear it from you as well. We want to hear from other people and their experiences.
So make sure to give us a follow on Instagram as well as TikTok. Let us know any stories, any icks, anything that you want us to know. And we will be back next week with another episode.
See you then, guys.